Lesson 10.3, page 78. Exercises 1A and 1B.
What are you doing with that jar, Carla? Why is there garbage in it?
I'm trying to reduce the amount of garbage I produce. This is all the garbage that I've produced in the last month.
But there are just a few produce stickers in there. Is that really all your garbage for the month?
Yep. I'm going to try to limit myself to one jarful of garbage for the whole year, so I reduce my plastic waste.
That seems impossible.
You might think so, but actually it's easier than you would think. I've just stopped buying packaged foods. I buy a lot of fruits and vegetables, and I buy milk in recyclable glass bottles. Plastic is a real problem for the environment.
I know that, but I just don't see why anything so radical is necessary. Why don't you just recycle your plastic?
It's not as simple as that. It all comes down to using less plastic. A lot of the plastic that we put in the recycling bin doesn't actually get recycled. It goes into a landfill, and a lot of it ends up in the ocean, where it does a lot of harm to marine life.
I've heard about that. There's actually a giant island of plastic in the ocean. Still, it seems like you're going too far. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I'm really excited about challenging myself to produce less garbage. You should try it, too.
I don't think I could do it. All my energy drinks come in plastic bottles, and you know I drink at least one of those a day. How did you even come up with this idea?
This woman named Lauren Singer has actually managed to fit 4 years' worth of garbage in one jar.
4 years? No way. I don't believe it.
It's true. Just try it for a month. I'll help you. If you can't fit your garbage in a jar, you might at least cut down on your garbage. I mean, it's not that difficult, and it really makes you think about what you're buying. I'm also eating a lot better because I'm not buying junk food like chips and cookies that come in plastic bags.
Okay, I'll try it, but I'm not making any promises.
Great.